Good morning. Welcome back to some of you. To be perfectly honest, I really had very little to say about today's gospel reading. I mean, what can I say about the gospel reading today that I haven't said before or hasn't been said a million times by millions of priests and preachers? Contains that famous verse, verse 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him may not perish but have eternal life." These days, watch any football game on TV and you'll probably see somebody hold up a banner with John 3:16 written across it. So, not much more that one can say about John 3:16 and this gospel reading. You know, I was shocked a couple of weeks ago watching the funeral of Aretha Franklin, and 8 hours long. So if you think our services are long, you should have watched this. Had it on TV all day and watching it every now and then. And this near the end, this black preacher from Georgia came up and he spoke for about 50 minutes. I timed him. And it was the most horrible thing I have ever heard. I mean, it wasn't about Aretha Franklin. He basically took the opportunity to preach a Sunday morning sermon in which he blasted people left and right and was extremely offensive. I found it very offensive, and I was glad to read last week that the family of Aretha Franklin had objected and had complained to him about what he said. But you know, another preacher would jump at this opportunity to give another evangelistic sermon, another one to preach what they call the gospel, but not necessarily the gospel, because the gospel is a lot fuller and a lot more profound than the simplistic, judgmental sermons that you might hear Sunday after Sunday in some churches. So I said, nah, I'm not going to do anything with John 3:16 today. I'd rather talk about Marcus Aurelius, who was a Roman emperor. The second century AD, he was emperor of the Roman Empire from 161 to 180. But he's best known for a book called The Meditations. The Meditations in English, but the Greek title that he gave it to, that he himself gave it, is Ta is eafton. Ta is eafton. Pertaining to myself. Which he wrote in Greek, even though he was the Roman emperor. And he wrote this as a journal for himself, for his own self-improvement. But this book has become one of the most popular writings of the ancient world, read by people all over the world. So he tells himself in one page of his journals, very nice short thing he tells himself, "Think of yourself as dead. You have lived your life. Now take what's left and live it properly." Strong stuff to say to yourself. Another day he writes, probably in the morning, "When you wake up in the morning, tell yourself, the people I deal with today will be meddling, ungrateful, arrogant, dishonest, jealous, and surly. They are like this because they can't tell good from evil. But I have seen the beauty of good and the ugliness of evil, and have recognized that the wrongdoer has a nature related to my own, not of the same blood or birth, but the same mind, and possessing a share of the divine. And so none of them can hurt me. No one can implicate me in ugliness, nor can I feel angry at my relative or hate him. We were born to work together like feet, hands, and eyes, like the two rows of teeth, upper and lower. To obstruct each other is unnatural. To feel anger at someone, to turn your back on him, these are obstructions. antipraktikon in Greek. Against nature. Against practice. Against what we should be doing. And there's wisdom like that throughout the book. I recommend it. But I was reading more of Marcus these past couple of days. I came upon this phrase, which I looked up in the Greek text. Ότι εν ολιγίστης κείτε το ευδαιμόνος βιώσε. Ότι εν ολιγίστης κείτε το ευδαιμόνος βιώσε. I won't quiz any of you who love the Greek language, so I'll translate it for you. Remember this, that the happy life depends on very little. In other words, you don't need much to live a happy life. And I focused on that word evdemonos, and obviously it means evdemonia, which is the word in ancient Greek for happiness, well-being, a flourishing life. And so a happy person is evdemon. So curiosity struck me. And I said, okay, do these words occur in the Bible, in the New Testament, which was written in Greek? And I was really surprised to discover that none of these words, evdemonia, evdemon, occurs in the New Testament. Of course, the New Testament has many words for joy, but no word for happiness. The closest that the New Testament comes to a word meaning happy is makarios. And some modern Greek translations, modern English translations, do translate the Beatitudes as happy are the poor in spirit, happy are the meek, instead of blessed. Makarios can mean happy, but basically it means blessed. And always in the New Testament, when the word makarios is used, it's always in a theological context, not in the sense of just living a happy life. And sometimes the only people who are just happy with life are presented in a negative light. For example, the rich fool in one of the parables of Jesus who said, okay, now I have everything that I need. I'm just going to take my ease now. I'm going to eat, drink, and be merry. Happy guy. Jesus judges him and sends him to hell. An ancient Greek or Roman would not have thought anything bad about such a person. But Jesus passed judgment on him for good reason, admittedly. But it gives a happy person a bad name. Is it wrong to just be happy? Must everything pass under divine standard or judgment? Does God look at every moment of our lives? And are we not allowed to just be happy? Must we always love our neighbor, even when we wish he would move to another neighborhood? Is it wrong to enjoy something that gives us pleasure? Do we mess up some great universal balance if we just enjoy life once in a while? Can we, once in a blue moon, forget about the neighbor that we're supposed to love? Can't we just be evdemonis in addition to being makari once in a while? But think about that word evdemonis. Did you notice, those of you who are Greek speakers, does it sound strange to you? Evdemonis is the plural of evdemon, happy people. Does it sound like demoness? It does, because it's a combination of two words, ev, the prefix ev, and demoness, or in the singular, ev demon. What is a demon? In the New Testament, in the Christian tradition, it's a demon, an evil spirit. But in ancient Greek, it usually referred to the divine spirit in each human being. Every person in the ancient Greek thinking has a daemon, has a spirit that connects that person to God, to the gods, to divinity. So the ancients would speak of Philip's daemon or Persephone's daemon. It's not an evil spirit, but it's a spirit that gives that person life, a spirit that represents that person's life and purpose. So Eva daemon, good spirit, creating happiness in a person. So the person becomes evdemon, a happy person, a person who lives a good life. And perhaps the reason why the New Testament avoids these words is because of the connection with demon, which becomes an evil thing in the New Testament. Too bad for the New Testament. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Great verse. Whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. But why the focus always on eternal life? Why can't I also be happy in this life? Why do I, as a Christian, have to walk around with an attitude every day? Why can't I just be happy and laugh and be abandoned, with abandonment, I mean? The closest that Jesus ever came to saying something like that is when he said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly, in John chapter 10, verse 10. Now that's a statement that an ancient Greek or Roman could relate to. And why in the Beatitudes can I only be Makarios if I'm pure, poor in spirit, or pure in heart, or meek, or a peacemaker, or weeping, or persecuted? Wonderful, those Beatitudes that we sing. But why can't I also be Makarios because I love Mozart? Why can't I also be Makarios because I'm a doctor or a scientist or a successful businessman who produces a good product that enhances people's lives? Why can't I be Evdemon in addition to Makarios? Marcus Aurelius even uses the word evzoesis in one of his meditations. Evzoesis, another wonderful verb, evzoeo. Again, combination of the ev prefix, which means good, and zoeo, to live. Again, to live well. It was always understood by Marcus and all the other Greek and Roman philosophers that to live well also meant to live virtuously. The happy life was also the good, virtuous life. But it was a happy life nevertheless. And I just wish the New Testament had once or twice incorporated one or two of those words for happiness, because we all need happiness in our lives.